This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An Akron recording studio is releasing a compilation album of musicians who are making music during Ohio stay-at-home orders. For this week's Shuffle, we hear about Solo, an album that the owners of Electric Company Records hope will be a new model for recording and releasing music during the pandemic and beyond. Oh, I swear this is the last time. Give it just one more try. I'm coming down again. Electric Company's Hannah Troyer and Robert Keith say they were looking for ways to support artists who were either in the process of recording in their studio or who had to cancel concerts scheduled at their Akron location. So they asked 9 musicians to write and record songs at home, capturing the experience.
I wanted to make more of like a piece of art that would live past this time that we could look back on and see and listen to.
One of my favorite parts about home recording is the aspect of journaling. And as soon as we couldn't be around anyone, the idea of getting people's reactions and sort of journal entries for how they were processing this quarantine was really a great opportunity.
You know, when I heard the title for this album, it immediately caught me, Solo. This album definitely captures a mood from all of these different artists.
It's really interesting because when you're doing home recordings and you're super comfortable, you take a different approach and a more authentic mood comes out in those recordings.
Recording an album is a ton of pressure because there's a lot of expectation to present yourself in a positive light. You know, we work really hard to bring the life of those home recordings that we all practice to our work at the studio.
You both have songs on this album. Talk me through your specific song and what went into writing it and kind of the feelings that surround it.
I was really seeing and dealing with a lot of like confusion and fear, especially right at the beginning. And I was making a lot of music and art that reflected the idea that at least for today, it was going to be okay. I started with just a guitar track and I added a bunch of instrumentation. And then I actually didn't write the lyrics until after I was done with all the instrumentation.
Why don't you settle down, my dear?
Robert, what about your song?
As soon as this started, the first thing I did was record because I couldn't process my emotions very well. The particular song Wrong that ended up on the album was me having a panic attack, actually. Like the entire time, I was personally nervous because I hadn't been feeling well for about 2 weeks. So I was starting to feel very wrapped up in the hysteria of it. And I thought the song was terrible. And then I listened to it an hour later, and I was like, oh, this really quite nicely captured everything I've been feeling for the last week.
Highlight a couple other tracks on the album that stand out to each of you.
I really enjoyed working on Dave Andrews from Dave Ferratu, his track, Fight, Fight, Fight. We actually helped him set up a home recording setup. I was just really impressed with the sound quality.
Darkness gonna come to us all, over and over again, we're gonna fall.
One of the songs that actually really stands out to me specifically is actually Greg Milo's track. I love hearing his music and his reaction to this.
And that song actually, I think, is also partly responsible for inspiring the record because it actually was recorded right when quarantine began. We saw this and we're like, we've got to get more music like this out there.
Hear your name at some point.
Do you have any idea when you're going to have artists come back in the studio?
I think we're definitely just going to play it by ear. We've realized through this time that we can do a lot remotely.
I don't want to waste this experience. It's been so life-changing. The simple act of shutting things down for a second, I've learned so much. I don't want to just let go of and run back into the rat race. This is not only what we want to do right now, this is what we want to do in the future. Permanently and sustainably for artists in Akron. And I think that with the change of the industry and the change in which we sell music and support music, it's requiring new ideas for how to support artists as a record label.
That's Robert Keith and Hannah Troyer of Electric Company Records. They say all proceeds from Solo will go to the artists. At WKSU.org, you can find links to listen to and buy the album, along with a GoFundMe page. Shuffle is WKSU's regular spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition. I took a drive.